Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Are you ready for the message? Today we like to talk about mothers, because it's a Mother's Day. I love this kind of special situation, this special celebration like this, because we can focus on the area, on the subject that God is very, very interested in. You know, whatever the Father is interested in, I agree with Him. I want to be interested in the same subject He is interested in as well. And I want to really thank God for my mother, that He looked after me, He raised me, and thank God that by the end of her life, when she turned 72 years old, she met the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just met the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, but she met Him personally. God is so gracious to my mom. Before she passed away, she wanted to seek God, and she prayed with me that God will reveal Himself to her. And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, showed up in her bedroom 5 times. Not only 1 time. 5 times she saw Jesus with her own eyes. And I tell you, it's greater than even reading the Bible, because you met Him, not just read the Bible. So she turned around like this, from Buddhism into devout Christian. She just loved God. She just started to love. She wanted me to turn on the tape, the CD. One of the song that one of her favorite song is Walk by Faith. I walk by faith. She loved to listen to that song, you know. And she just one day she was sitting on the balcony in my house. At that time I live in Wanita area, and suddenly she looked up at the sky. She saw a big cross. She saw vision all the time. This is a brand new believer. She saw the cross. And she that night she said, all the bitterness, all the resentment against your dad, I forgive him. They didn't get along for a long time. That night she said, I forgive my husband. When I go home, I'm going to talk to him again. This is a miracle. Amen. And since that day, she never missed church. No matter how tired, I remember when I went to Bangkok before she died, she was in a wheelchair, paralyzed on one side from the cancer. And even that, she said, put me in a wheelchair. I want to go to church. I'm not going to stay home. Amen. It's amazing. And God is so gracious. You see, that it's about the heart. Because she was seeking God so much. No one had taught her about baptism with the Holy Spirit. No one had taught her about laughter, the joy of God. I remember that one day we rolled her wheelchair into the restroom there. In the restroom, God has sense of humor. While she was in the restroom, the Holy Spirit fell on her. She was speaking in tongue. And she laughed in the Holy Ghost. Not only that, after that, she went back home. She was speaking in tongue all night long. And she said, what happened to me? I didn't understand, because she never read the Bible. She was too old to read the Bible. I mean, she already in, you know, end stage of her life. But she was speaking in tongue, and it's so awesome. She was changed totally by the power of the Holy Spirit and on fire for God. Amen. So God is so real, and God loved my mom so much. Before she passed away, one month before she passed away, a young girl in our church named Nisa had a vivid dream. She dreamed that my mom was in heaven, looked very, very young, like a young woman, like a young, you know, teenager. And not only that, in that dream she saw some people play drum, people dance, and she saw my mom was dancing in heaven and singing and worshiping God. So if you don't get used to dancing in the church right now, clapping and joyful worship, you're going to be shocked when you get to heaven. Amen. Because the Bible says in heaven, people bow down, people raise hands, people sing, holy, holy people really worship God fully in heaven. So you need to practice now, rehearse, have a rehearsal before you go back up, go up to heaven. Amen. So, you know, I have confidence that my mom is definitely in heaven right now. Thank God for His mercy. Amen. God is so good. If you are praying for your loved ones to become a Christian, either your kids, your whatever, your loved ones, believe me, God is faithful. Keep praying. I was praying for my mom for 20 years and she eventually got saved. God is faithful. God collected your prayers into the golden bowl. And the angel will pick it up and give to God to make it happen at the right timing. He never forgets your prayer. Amen. Keep praying. Keep knocking the door. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel the more Holy Ghost this afternoon more than this morning. For some reason, even though we have less people this afternoon. This morning we have the full house, but this afternoon I feel more Holy Ghost. Maybe because somebody show up. Maybe some anointed person show up this room. Help me. Amen. So, who is the first mom? Who know the answer? Who is the first mom in the world? Good. A plus. You're good. You passed the test. The first mom in the world named Eve. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and Adam called his wife name Eve. Because she was the mother of all living. She is the mother of all living. So you can see that God honors the mom so much that he need to mention in Genesis chapter 3 that the mom, Eve, is the mother of all livings. I tell you that in the eyes of God, the mother is so important and precious. God wants to take care of all mankind, but instead of doing himself, he delegates his authority and responsibility into a special group of people to take care of a special group of people. You see what I mean? Like God delegated the mom or the mother to take care of her own family. God delegated the authority to the pastor to look after the flock. It doesn't matter big or small. That flock belonged to God and God delegated the authority to the pastor to look after the flock. Amen. So the same thing. When the mom is doing the job of nurturing, raising kids, training, she is doing the job for God. Because that's God's heart. God is a shepherd. God wants to take care of people. So in the same way, if you treat your mother correctly, biblically, with respect and honor, you are doing the same thing to God. You understand what I mean? God takes delegation very seriously. It's like if somebody in Thailand killed the ambassador of American ambassador of the United States, that then the United States, I mean, if the Thai government, I'm not saying real. If the Thai government killed the ambassador, you know, it means you proclaim war with America. Because that ambassador represents America. The same thing in the world. When God delegates somebody to do something and you treat with that person without respect, dishonor, you touch God yourself. So this is why it's so important to understand how to show your gratitude to your mom. This is the topic of the sermon. How to show your gratitude toward your mom. How many people want to know? In fact, when I prepare this sermon, I am very convicted myself. I really repent a lot because I did not do everything that when I was young, I make a lot of mistakes. But thank God that some of you still young enough to learn this so that you will not make a lot of mistakes like me. Amen. So we need to learn how to show gratitude. Mom is important in the eyes of God. So I'm going to read many scriptures. I'm going to go right to the point today. No if and no but. No go around the bush. Go right to the point. You like it? Okay. To save time. Number one, how to show gratitude to our mom is in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, that it will make be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Amen. If you need the note for the sermon, we have in the bulletin, if you don't get the bulletin yet. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. If you need bulletins, raise your hand up. Ephesians 6, 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Do you notice that the first thing we need to do, we need to show gratitude to our mom, is to honor. Everyone say honor. Honor. What does it mean, honor? Honor means consider precious, valuable, important. When you value somebody, when you honor somebody, you will treat that person with honor. You will treat that person as very precious person. You will esteem. You will lift that person up. In fact, I am preparing a series of sermons, about 6 sermons, regarding the honor of God. Because I noticed that in America, since the 60s and 70s, since the rebellion, America has lost the issue of the honor of God.
Amen.
Big time. I remember that when I was in school, even in Thailand, they taught me to call one another Mr. Mrs. I'm talking about calling people older than you. Or, you know, you go to somebody's house, you say, Mrs. So-and-so, Mr. So-and-so. But nowadays, kids walk into your house, they don't even say hi to you. They just pass by you and don't even care who you are in the house. So we really have lost the honor of God. A few years ago, one young man walked into our church here. He is about 30 years younger than me. He's about my kid's age. He walked into my church, in our church, and he know I'm a pastor. You know, he shake my hand and say, how are you, mom? Oh ho! Wow! And then after he left the church, he emailed me, hi mom. I erased that email right away. I said, I don't want to relate to this kind of person. Doesn't understand. And he claimed to be a Christian too. People don't understand the honor of God, that you need to honor those who deserve honor. And the mother deserve honor from you. Amen. We need to honor her. And thank God, this command of God come with a promise. How many people want to die young? Raise your hand up. How many people want to have all the chaos and problem in your life? All the problems. How many people want to go well? Everything go well with you? Raise your hand up. How many people want to live a long life? I want to live a long life. Amen. And I want to have everything in my life go well with me. The promise is that if you honor your parents, if you honor your dad and mom, you shall live a long life. And everything will go well with you. Amen. Hallelujah. But what is opposite? If you don't honor your parents, what happened? The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 17, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out. Wow. Pretty bad, huh? And the young eagles will eat it. What does it mean here? If you don't honor your parents, curse, problems. Big time. God tried to warn people that If you don't honor your mom and your dad, you will face calamity. The Bible even talk about death. People in the Old Testament who don't respect and honor their parents will be put to death. That's how serious. God take this issue very seriously. In Exodus chapter 21, verse 15 and 17, and he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. And he who curses his father and his mother shall surely be put to death. And we don't do it now. Thank God that we don't kill people in the church because they despise or they don't honor their parents. But the same thing here, we can see the heart of God that God take the honoring toward the mother and the father very seriously. Amen? Everyone agree with me now? Okay, second thing that we need to do to show gratitude to our mother is to respect her. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 3. Each of you must respect his mother and father, and you must observe my Sabbath. We should not respect. We should not use words or show action that have no respect. For example, mom say, go wash dishes. No! Mom say, go wash dishes. Yes! I will wash this. I do it. And then you throw the plate everywhere. Is that respect? No. Is that right? You show respect. You need to watch your mouth, your words, your action. Amen. Don't talk back all the time. Talk back. Don't talk back to your mom. Don't argue. Don't complain against her. If the mouth gonna start to open to complain against your mom, shut it.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's not good. You don't show respect. Amen. You never hear one word from my mouth in this church in the past 16 years. Whoever stay in this church long, enough, you never see me say anything bad about my mom and anything bad about my wife, even one time. They are not perfect, but I never talk bad about them because it's not godly. Amen? We need to respect each other. We need to respect our mom. Number 3, Proverbs chapter 15, verse 20. A wise son. How many people want to be called wise by God? A wise son makes a father glad. But a foolish man despises his mother. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. My brother and sister, this is a problem of our generation. That when the new generation come up, you have high education, you have more understanding of things around you. Some of you can play game very well, computer game. Your mom don't even know how to type in the computer. You know how to use internet. Pull out Googles. You know, if you want to know about Mercer Island, you pull out Googles. Put Mercer Island, come up everywhere. You can find anything in the internet nowadays. That's why most of my patients walk in now, they know everything about what I'm going to talk about. Because they read in the internet, in the website. Some of you, your mom came from another country, speaking with accent. They say wrong thing. They speak with accent. Sometimes you may not even understand them because they did not grow up here. But you speak very well in English fluently. And when your mom get older, you grown up, you begin to say, mom, you speak wrong. You don't know how to use internet? What? You don't know how to use computer? What? You know, you begin to despise your mom. That is not good. Because the Bible say that if you despise her, you are foolish. Amen. Look at Jesus. Jesus is the best example. Even though Jesus is God, even though Jesus performed so many miracles, even though Jesus has all the anointing without measure, he was born from Mary, from the womb of Mary. But Jesus never one time showed any sign of despising her. In fact, at the end of his life on the cross, before he was resurrected, on the cross, what did he say? Look at the Bible in John chapter 19, 26 to 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, he was on the cross. Is that right? And the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. So you can see here that Jesus really showed respect to his mother by asking one of his disciples, I believe John, to look after, to take care of his mom. Amen? So his mom will not be forsaken. Number four, honor, respect, do not despise. Number four, Proverbs chapter 1 verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father and do not forsake the law of your mother. The Bible teaches to have a submissive spirit, to be obedient people. So children need to obey the command of the mom, but the Bible says in the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. In the Lord. So what does it mean? Any command that is not biblical, that is not godly, you don't need to obey. But if any command that is biblical, that God agrees, you should obey. Is it clear? That's why the Bible says, in the Lord. The command in the Lord. Amen. Now, look at another thing. Number five, what you need to do to show gratitude to your mom. Number one, honor your mom. Number two, respect your mom. Number three, do not despise your mom. Number four, obey your mother. Number five, take care and repay your mother. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 4, 8 and 16, I will preach about this in detail in the future. I prepare a sermon called Mothers, but I will talk about that later on. I prepared a sermon called Widows in the Church. How to take care of widows in the church. But this is not the topic today. But I want to touch the truth on this scripture here. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let the children and grandchildren first learn to show piety and at home and to repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God. But if anyone does not provide for his own family, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. If any unbelieving man or woman has widows, let them relieve them. In other words, you take care of your own parents, your own grandma, your own mom, your own dad. Do not let the church be burdened that it may relieve those who are really widows. So in other words, it's our responsibility to show gratitude to our mother by taking care of her when she gets older. Prepare. Okay? You don't just save money for your own vacation. When you save money, you save money to take care of your mom too when she gets older. Prepare aside money for your dad and your mom when they get older. Make sure that they are not forsaken. Make sure that they are looked after when the time of their need. Look after your parents when they get older. Amen. Don't ignore them. I send money to my dad on a regular basis. And every time I went back to Thailand, I will bring cash to give to him. Always try to take care. Amen. Even my wife say many times that she want to fly back and stay there for a month to just take care of my dad. Because her parents already passed away. But we want to show. I remember when my mom was really sick on a wheelchair. She came to stay with us for 6 months. We look after her, everything in detail. Carry her around, take a shower, everything. We look after our parents to the end. Amen. Now, before I end this sermon, I'd like to explain to you something that I believe will be very beneficial to you. The reason I need to explain this, and all the kids who sit in the back need to hear too. The question is this. When we grow up as an adult, do we still have to obey our mom? When is the end of obedience? When I don't need to obey her anymore? How many people have that question in your mind? How many people know the answer? When you can stop obeying your mom? Oh, good question, huh? You want to know? In order to know that the answer, you need to understand the differences between the word obedience, submission, and honor. Amen? Okay. The Bible, the New Testament, is very clear that children obey their parents. Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 2. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. So, we need to understand the word obedience. What does it mean, obedience? The Greek language for obedience is hupakou, which means line up under someone out of duty. Everyone say, out of duty. I just want to make you wake up. Afternoon service kind of sometimes tough because people just ate and feel sleepy in the afternoon. So I need to get you awake. Out of duty. The Bible used this word for slave, for servants, for soldiers, and for children. This is what we call moral obligation. Morally, we are obligated to obey our boss at work. Otherwise, we get fired. Is that right? Soldier must obey the commander. But out of duty. This is the lowest kind of the issue of authority. But the next level up is submission. Submission comes from the Greek language word hupotasso. Hupotasso means lie up under someone out of devotion, out of willingness, out of moral responsibility, not obligation. So, I want to talk to the mom now, okay? Moms, in child training, we must help our children exchange obedience for submission. We need to move them from obedience to submission, not just stuck at obedience. Obedience is needed to help shape the behavior and the spirit of the young children. When they are young, you know, you need to understand this. God knows everything. God knows everything. God knows that every child that was born out of the womb has sinful nature like Adam and Eve. What is a sinful nature? Selfishness, self-centeredness, pride, me, my, I. Is that right? Self-centeredness. Want to become God himself. I'm God. I want my way. So God used obedience as a temporary teacher for the young children that the heart is not trained yet, untrained heart. Undisciplined heart to bring them to compliance toward the moral law by external stimulation. What is the external stimulation or external means? Spanking or discipline. If you don't obey, boom, obey. If you don't do it, you get spanked again, you get disciplined again. We use external mean to keep the child in obedience to the law of God, so they can learn how to obey God. But as you train them up, you don't use that all until they grow up to be teenager. During the meantime, you are using obedience. You try to switch into submission. What does it mean, submission? It means this. Listen carefully. This is very important clue to parenting. You try to help your children to love Jesus, obey Jesus, and have a personal relationship with Jesus. Once a child really knows Jesus and have personal relationship with Jesus, he or she will begin to fear God and start to recognize and see the importance of the authority that God put on the mom, the boss, the government, and the church leader. Then these people who grow up more mature because of fear of God, because of relationship with God, will begin to obey anyway out of what? Devotion. Out of seeing the value of these people in authority. I really appreciate president of any time, you know, no specific person. I appreciate all the teachers in the school. We appreciate all the mom and dad, because God give authority over to them to be able to minister to people under them. So once we understand that authority comes from God, since we understand that these people represent a representative of God, then we obey and submit to them out of devotion, because we devote to God. You see what I mean? So the key of parenting is to bring your children to devote to God, to love God, and fall in love with Jesus. And then everything will fall into places. Amen. So we obey parents in order to please God, not just because we are afraid of the big stick or big rod, but because we want to please God. Now, after a child marries, or another word, after there is a living, L-E-A-V-I-N-G, living, and cleaving, marry, then the authority line is changed. Once you get married, once you move out, you don't depend on their paycheck. You don't depend on their income. You are on your own. You feed yourself. You have your own home. You marry. Then you don't need to obey them anymore. You don't need to obey them, because the authority has switched now from parents into the new authority that is God himself, because you start your own home. You see what I mean? But a lot of you say, oh, pastor, you try to tell me that now I don't have to care about my dad, my mom, what they say anymore. No. I have not done yet. You don't need to obey them, but you must always honor them. Honor is lifetime, but obedience is only in the time you are under their authority. You need to obey, you need to honor them with deep respect, with love. And honor is not out of duty, it's out of love and out of joy. You honor, is that right? Amen. So, you notice that there are two groups of people in the world. How many people are children here in this room? Raise your hand up. How many people are children? Are children? Are you listening to my question? How many people are children? So those who don't raise your hand, it means you were born out of the garage or out of the car. Everyone is a children. We all have mom and dad. So we are all children, is that right? In a sense, we have mom and dad. Okay, I try to keep you awake. There are two kinds of children. I'm a child too, because I have a dad right now. There are two kinds of children. Number one, children who are so happy to show honor to their mom and dad too. And always think this, oh, I'm so blessing. My life is so blessed because of my mom. She nurtured me. She diligently worked for me. She is a good mom. Oh, I would not be like this today without my mom. I appreciate her. I love, it's a joy to honor her. That's one group of people. But unfortunately, in the world, because of sin, there is another group of children. The children who suffer under the hand of abuse. The mom and dad may be alcoholics, may be very abusive, hit, punch, never speak nice, yell. You have only memory of the pain in the past, the lack of trust, and current lack of any meaningful relationship with your mom. This kind of situation will give you a hard time to honor your parents or your mom. Is that right? If you grow up in that kind of family. The Bible verse, instead of looking like a blessing that honor your mom, it looked like a verse of burden to you. But I want to tell you, no matter what the past you have, no matter how much you have been abused by your parents in the past, this is God requires of you. You must honor your parents. Why? Because at least your parents or your mom is your neighbor. Mark chapter 12 verse 31. And the second like it is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This, there is no other commandments greater than this. You know what the Bible say in the 2 Peter chapter 1? The Bible say, honor all men. In fact, you don't only honor your mom, you honor all men. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So even though people who are not nice to you, you still need to honor them. You cannot just being abusive to them or being rude to them. The Bible never calls us to be rude to anyone. The Bible says, honor all men. Therefore, we need to honor our mom. At least she feeds you, she takes care of you in the house. She's better than the outsider or strangers. Amen. Honor your mother. Let me ask this question to all the mom in this room. We have a lot of mom this afternoon. What legacy will you leave your children? Will they honor you out of pure devotion or out of duty? I want to tell you this, that there are a few things in this life that are more beautiful than to have your children move into adulthood and to grow in their appreciation and love and honor for you. I want to challenge all the mom in this room to really raise your children up, to grow up into more and more maturity and appreciation, and eventually honor you out of love, not out of force. Amen. At the same time, children, we need to honor our mom out of joy and love. Do everything you can do to honor your mom with your speech, with your action, with your attitude, with your finance. Amen. Amen. I never forgot my wife. You know, I look back now, I understand why God blessed Da so much. How many people agree that God blessed Pastor Da so much? When she, at that time we were not a Christian. When she went to work the first job, she gave her whole month bank, the paycheck to her mom. The whole month. And I never forgot, all these years when they were still living, the mom and dad, every time they need help, Pastor Da will always send money to help them without reservation. We pay all the bill for them. We honor them. Pastor Da always honor her parents. And that's why everything goes well with her. This is very important. I believe that this teaching is very important. And we need to be reminded all the time. Amen? Amen? Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, in this Mother Day, we thank you, Lord, for reminding us of this truth, that we need to honor, respect, take care, repay, and obey our mother. And also, do not despise our mother. We pray, Father, that we understand the issue of obedience, submission, and honor. Father, help all the adults in this room to honor their parents, Lord. Help all the young people in this room who have not been married yet, who have not moved out yet, to really obey their parents in the Lord. I bless all of them, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Today we have a special program from the children. So I believe you will enjoy the program. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.